This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Donald Trump is holding a rally near DIA this afternoon. The speech isn't until later today, but CPR's Benta Berkland says there was already a crowd outside the venue well before dawn this morning.
Lots of people lining up, and I ended up talking to the first person in line who arrived here at noon yesterday and has been up all night. Didn't sleep, but excited to be here for his first Trump rally. Supporters say they're just excited to see him in Colorado, hoping to hear him talk about immigration, the economy, and one person described it as, you know, kind of like a rock concert mentality with so many Trump supporters here decked out in all their gear.
CPR's Benta Berkland. 12 people trapped in a Teller County mine were rescued late Thursday evening. They spent hours wading 1,000 feet underground. One person was killed in the initial accident and four people were injured due to an elevator malfunction. CPR's Dan Boyce was in Cripple Creek last night.
The Molly Kathleen Gold Mine is a tourist attraction you enter from a small hill across from me in Cripple Creek. The mine's elevator drops 1,000 feet underground, and then tourists can walk about a mile on level underground terrain. The mine dates back to the 1890s and has been conducting tours since the 1930s. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And there's more on that mine accident and rescue at CPR.org, along with more details and some of the scene from Aurora, where people are gathering ahead of a campaign stop this afternoon. Across the metro area, it's mostly sunny. Highs in the 70s today, a little warmer tomorrow. In the mountains, it's in the 60s today and all weekend. And Grand Junction has highs in the 80s today and tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.